This is Caregiver's Compass, an uplifting podcast all about the ins and outs of caregiving for a loved one. Tips, tricks, true stories, and experts. It's all here on Caregiver's Compass. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Caregiver's Compass. My name is Stephanie Muscat. I am a registered social worker and psychotherapist. Please note that this episode is not the act of psychotherapy. So today we have someone who was introduced to me by Bill, and Bill's been on the podcast before. We've done a lot together, Bill Cohen, and her name is Francine Waskovitz. And she is a memory coach. She's a speech language pathologist by background and also an integrative health and nutrition coach. And she helps people strengthen their memory at any age and is a huge advocate for memory loss and memory health. She offers one-on-one support through her practice, longevity coaching, and she offers so many resources and great content on social media. Thank you so much, Francine, for being here with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I love what you do. I think it's very different than many of the things I've seen throughout social media on the different platforms. You offer supports to strengthen memory if someone is experiencing memory loss, not necessarily with a dementia diagnosis, but maybe before that, or they're concerned that they're going to go there. So why don't you tell us a bit about your practice?
Absolutely. So I really wanted to start being able to support people at the earliest signs of memory change. There was a huge gap in our system, at least here in the United States, where people would notice a change and they may or may not bring it to their physician. And there was very little education going on about how to care for your memory, and even less happening to rescue your memory once it became a really big problem. And being, you know, on the receiving end for a while as a therapist, I was working with people on their memory dysfunction, and I just couldn't help but wonder, what if we'd reached them earlier? Like, we're missing this critical window of time to help people. And so I decided to open my practice to do just that.
And you started in April. And since then, I guess you've gained traction and you've gone full force with this. So how did you go from being a speech language pathologist and a integrative health and nutrition coach to doing this? How did that all come together?
So really, I have to go into the background as an SLP, what a speech pathologist really does. A lot of people don't realize that our scope is pretty broad. And so as an SLP working with adults, I was treating everything from cognition to voice to swallowing to language. And really, cognitive therapy over all those years became my thing. Whether I wanted to or not, everybody had memory problems. Even people that were there without a dementia diagnosis, you know, they had a lot of issues remembering information. And so over 10 years, that really was my focus. Most of my therapy was memory directed. And like I had said, I was starting to wonder, like, why are so many people struggling with their memory and what can we do about it? So it was really less of a career change and more of a pivot. I've taken everything that I did over those 10 years with me, everything I know about memory, and I went back to school. And that was when I went back for the integrative health and nutrition coaching. And once I completed that program, I was able to leverage my skills from being an SLP with what I knew about protecting your memory and create a program to help people overcome their memory loss.
That's amazing. And can you tell us exactly what integrative health and nutrition coaching is? I've never heard of it. I'm sure there's so much you can say. What is it?
Sure. So really, integrative just means how the systems are all connected. Right. So it means how your nutrition and your sleep and your stress impact your overall health. And what I did was relate that back to how that impacts your memory, because that's often an overlooked, you know, concept for people. When they think of memory, they think of it as just one thing. And they'll say, I have a good memory or I have a bad memory. When really, you know, it's all about the systems, the integrative systems supporting your memory.
Sure. So you're really looking at a full body approach. You have so much knowledge in so many different areas of the body and how they work together and support memory, which is great. So yes. When you're working with a client, what are the types of things that you might be doing together? Because I think people are wondering, you know, is she giving me information about my diet or what is she doing?
Sure. So whenever I'm working with somebody, I always meet them where they are. We want to hear about, you know, what's going on with them, what unique risks and concerns that they have. And then we complete what's called a memory mapping. So it's memory health mapping, where we're taking a look at 8 different elements of lifestyle that impact your memory. We go through, we do this assessment where they're rating themselves and they're saying, you know, this is how I feel about my sleep or my stress or my nutrition. And then the whole program is tailored around where they need the most help and support. So we go through things like attention and new learning, and we go through and optimize each of those areas. So yes, nutrition is one of the components, but it's one of 8 things. Wow. And so it's going through and coaching them. You know, everybody's needs are a little bit different, a little bit unique, and it allows us that personalization with the one-on-one coaching.
So what would you say if there is someone's loved one, even a caregiver, and they're noticing shifts in memory? And as you know, sometimes when you go to the doctor, they might say, well, they're just old, so it's fine. You know, like, oh, this person's 70. They're just getting old. It's normal. What would you say to their loved one who's noticing these shifts, being very concerned about it and saying, well, is this what it's going to look like? And there's nothing I can do?
So this makes my skin crawl when I hear that, oh, you know, you're getting older and people are dismissed. But I would always advocate for people to advocate for themselves. You have to speak up for yourself and you have to advocate to get lab tests done and to get the neuroimaging done. And then from there, if you're still being told, well, it's normal, to take action on your own to support your memory, because it really has to do with your lifestyle and you can still overcome memory problems even if you're in your 60s or 70s. And it really just becomes about how much time you're willing to put in to support yourself.
Yeah. And it's not even about, you know, being old necessarily. As you know, having babies, there's real change, but also so much memory loss going through pregnancy in the postpartum period, right? And I believe, I don't know much about this, and you're definitely the expert here, but I believe that there is so much more to it than just saying, oh, you're old, your brain is deteriorating, right? So what are the main things that can lead to memory concerns or memory loss in someone who doesn't necessarily have cognitive deficits?
There are so many things. Your sleep, for one, can play a huge role, which is why when you talk about new moms, of course, there is a memory loss component. But your sleep, your stress, your nutrition, it all plays into your memory function and whether you're going to have a robust memory or whether you're going to be struggling to remember information. And really, when your memory starts to slip, it starts to cause a lot of stress. And it's that, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy where you're stressed about your memory, which is hurting your memory, and it's hurting your memory because you're stressed.
Right.
And so there's so many other things to unpack there, right? Especially if you've been to a physician, especially one that you trust, who has then said, well, you're just getting older and it's normal, and it makes you second guess yourself.
Sure. And it doesn't help when other people are saying, you know, what's wrong with you? And or you're even thinking to yourself. I remember thinking to myself, because my mom has dementia, right? So there's been times where I've forgotten things and I thought, oh my gosh, like, is something happening to me? And you get worried about it. You know, realistically, I then think, well, yeah, I have a newborn, or, you know, I'm stressed and I'm not processing things. And, you know, but of course, it's very worrisome when you're going through that, especially seeing what's going on in society, or if you know somebody yourself going through it.
Absolutely. And I think caregivers especially are more vulnerable to those thoughts where it's like, is this stress or is this something more? Do I need to be concerned? I used to see that all the time because I worked in memory care for a long time. And when I was working there as an SLP, my job was with the caregivers. You know, we were talking about how to keep people independent for as long as possible with their dementia diagnosis and how to be an effective communicator with them, how to support their environment. And so in that time, I got to know a lot of the caregivers really well and the family members really well. And they would all tell me that they were having these their own like thoughts and concerns about their memory. And, you know, it really would stress them out. Mm-hmm. And they would have those nagging thoughts. Like, is this just because I'm all over the place and I'm busy caregiving for everybody else? Or is this because, you know, something's happening to me and my memory? And is it going to be a downward spiral from here? I used to hear all of these thoughts from people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. I have to ask, how does food impact memory? I'm just very curious.
Oh, yeah. In so many different ways. So when you're talking about having a strong brain, I like to tell people, think about your heart. It's not out of the realm of normal for you to hear you need to eat a heart-healthy diet, right? Your heart is an organ that supports your body. Your brain is another organ that supports every function of your body. It also requires a healthy diet to stay strong. And so if you're eating a diet full of inflammatory oils and things that, you know, can damage your brain over time, then you start to see that.
Interesting. I really didn't know that. So that's that's very good to know. So do you actually see people change their diet and suddenly like their memory improves as well?
So it's not diet alone. And I'm not a registered dietitian.
Right. Yeah.
Right. For sure. We talk about it only to a certain degree. I'm not giving meal plans or anything like that. It's more of the patterns of eating, what to be including in your diet so that you can crowd out some of the negative foods from your diet. But the whole program put together, yes, you start to see people reclaim some of that focus and clear thinking, but not necessarily the nutrition by itself.
Sure. Just a piece of it that I'm so interested in. I think it's because, you know, even with my kids, I'll say, eat this, it will make you grow and you'll be nice and strong. But now I'm thinking, do I say, eat this and your brain will be, you know, you'll have a strong brain. I don't know. It's just a point of interest to me for sure. Yes. So how long might, I know it's very tailored and specific, but how long might a program take for someone who decides to work with you?
So my programs are all 12 weeks. I have different levels of support within that 12 weeks. So somebody who's just having some early signs of memory loss, maybe they're getting more frustrated, we see each other every other week, versus somebody who's got a mild cognitive impairment diagnosis and they're seeking some, you know, higher level support, we see each other every week. But the program itself is 12 weeks.
And for those wondering if it is possible to slow down memory loss if you do have a diagnosis, is that possible?
Yes, 100% yes. And I think we're finally starting to see a lot of the research on dementia prevention and also lowering your risks of progression if you already have a diagnosis through diet and lifestyle.
Wow, that's really powerful. And really important, because I know caregivers can often feel so helpless and individuals going through the experience can feel helpless of, great, you know, the drugs on the market aren't really that good, like Aricept. I've heard many mixed things about Aricept and there's nothing I can do. And so now we're just sitting and waiting to see how things progress. And you're actually seeing these people and saying, no, we can do things to mitigate what's going on. I think that is so powerful.
Yeah, well, for so long, I felt like the only information people would see was do some brain games, like keep your brain active. And yeah, that's one part of the puzzle, but brain games aren't going to improve your memory. They're not going to stall progress. It's about so much more engagement than that. So when you take a look at all of the different aspects of lifestyle and you offer more support there, then yes, it's a resounding yes, you have more control.
Are you giving exercises to do in between, or is it more so about shifting the overall lifestyle?
So it's more about meeting small goals. Like I have some of my clients right now, we've working on a lot of the mindset behind it, specifically for things like exercise, and taking those little steps, that 1% every single day to achieve bigger goals.
It's so interesting. So how can people find you if they're interested in learning more or working with you? What can they do?
Sure. So my website is my name, FrancineWaskiewicz.com. It's a little bit long.
I'll put it in the show notes.
But I'm also on Instagram and Facebook by the same name.
Great. And you're offering consult calls for people who want to just see what you're all about and get to know you before they commit?
Yes, I offer a 30-minute free call, a free coaching call, where we really take a look at identifying the roadblocks that are holding somebody back from clear thinking, you know, understanding their unique risks and concerns and getting really personal. You know, what are they experiencing and what are their goals? And then seeing how I can help them.
Francine, this is so interesting. I've definitely learned a lot today that I didn't know at all before. And I think you're really adding such an important component and reinventing what so many people already think about what's going on. You're doing something really amazing. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be in this space. After so many years of being frustrated with the traditional medical model, I knew it was time to do something more. And I'm just grateful to be here.
For sure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Caregiver's Compass. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. I'm Stephanie Muscat. Have an uplifting day, and I'll see you next time.